Welcome to Counseling on Demand. Here's your own private therapist. Anywhere, anytime. Fred Riley.
What is up? Welcome to Counseling on Demand. I am Fred Riley. Yes, it's Wednesday. What was I thinking Wednesday? Those of you that are not familiar with What Was I Thinking Wednesday, we take a look at the things that we do that aren't diagnosable, the things that, we ought to be able to laugh at. After all, you know, not everything we do is so serious. Not everything we do requires diagnosis. So we take a look at situations in which we are the masters of dumb, where we some of us are full-time dummies, sometimes part-time, hopefully hobbyist dummies. Anyways, so we take a look at those things, and we'll go ahead and get started. We're going to look at three or four different situations I noticed in terms of what was I thinking. So the idea here, as you listen, is, you know, pay attention and look at yourself and say, I wonder if I have done similar things. And rather than, you know, this is an indicator that you need Prozac or something like that. I mean, maybe you do. We all do at some point, right? But this is, hey, I'm not so weird. So see if you can identify with these things. And I tell you what, some of this stuff I identify with, I just wouldn't be, I just wouldn't own it. So the first thing I thought of was, I found this video, and there's this guy, and this guy, he's in a print room, and he's acting kind of funny. So there's a copier, looks like there's like a mail room almost. So this guy, he's, for whatever reason, he's interested in causing a little bit of havoc. So it's looks like a professional office, right? And apparently there's a window you can't see in the screenshot and to this room. So he keeps looking out this window to make sure no one's watching. And lo and behold, he decides that he needs to do a little bit of a backside Xerox. Okay, so he thought it'd be pretty funny to do a Xerox on the backside. So he sits on the Xerox machine after cleverly waiting for the timing to be right. He's still kind of looking over to make sure no one's coming in. And, big guy, little Xerox doesn't quite work. And he fell through the glass pane. And so we have this video of this guy that went from, maybe we can call it a bummer, right? This guy, what a bummer. I don't think he even pushed the button, so he didn't even get the image he was looking for. But if you look at this image, you're going to see that this guy, he's now in a position where he's got his pants down on his ankles. He's far enough down into this copy machine that there's no way he's getting out without assistance, maybe a backhoe or something like that. So what do we do? What are those things that we do? Why do we do the things we do? Right. A lot of times, like I said, we're rushing, we're in a hurry, and sometimes we like to be funny and jokes on us. Right. So let's go to another example really quick. And again, this is one of those things where we're looking at, you know, maybe we think we have ingenuity, maybe we think we're clever. And that's about the time that maybe you should stop. Right. When you think you're clever, so on and so forth. Well, we do dumb things. What are we thinking? Well, this one's kind of interesting. Here we've got two people, you know, actually three. We've got three people making a collaborative effort in stupidity. You know, usually you would think one or the other or somebody would say, okay, this isn't going to work. But they are, they're pretty sure that they got this figured out. So what we have in this scene is we have a guy on a ladder on the, next to a very large tree. You already know what's going to happen with this, right? Very large tree. He's got a saw, that chainsaw. We got a house, so we already know where this is going. But as the image, as you look up, you see this rope, and in their ingenious way, they've tethered a rope to a small backhoe. They've got it all figured out. Well, this tree, all the foliage is on the house side, right? And so we know where that tree's going to go. Their cut is going towards the house. Well, it looks like. It almost looks like they're geniuses, okay? He gets this thing cut up. It's starting to fall. They've got this backhoe. The backhoe starts to pull away, right? Almost narrowly, just narrowly escaping, right? The roof of this house. They're pretty proud of themselves, right? They're getting ready to do their clap, you know, that type of thing. And then the rope snaps, and, of course, it's now a treehouse, right? How many times have you done things where you feel like you're pretty clever, you're cutting corners, whatever. Hey, we all do it, right? We can get really upset. We can get really bummed like the last guy did. But the reality is we're just trying to figure things out. Not everything's so serious. But we sure can give ourselves the right to sit back and wonder what we were thinking. So let's take a break real quick, and we'll come back and take a look at a couple more ideas, examples of where we could do something different, but for some reason we choose to do it the wrong way. All right. Welcome back. This is Counseling on Demand. It's Wednesday, and we are looking at this idea of what was I thinking. So just like we said, taking a look at things that we wish we could kind of take back, and not things that we needed to go visit the doctor about, at least not from a mental health standpoint. Sometimes we end up seeing the doctor, another doctor, like an emergency room doctor. As a matter of fact, working in the emergency room, as I think back, a lot of those folks that I worked with, well, they're probably on YouTube. I'll probably find them. Some pretty interesting choices. Again, so lighthearted, no big deal. Hopefully you'll find that you're not the only one that makes decisions you wish you could take back. So I've got this other one. There's a scene here. Let me paint this scene. We've got this guy, and he's got, I think this machine, the idea of this machine is to flatten, you know, it looks like they're doing some pavers. And the idea of this machine is to help stomp down, help, it's like a motorized tamper, right? So it's tamping down this soil to get ready to do this work. And this guy looks like he's barely in charge of this machine already. He's got that look, right? Do you have that look where you're doing something, you're barely in charge, but you want to make sure everybody knows you're still in charge? Usually about the time you're no longer in charge. Okay, so think of something in your life like that where you've got that look just before something bad happens, right? You have that look like, I got this, and then something bad happens. So if you have that feeling that you got this, that's a good heads up that it's about to get bad. So this guy, he's got this machine. He's barely, you know, he's just, it's shaking him. He's just kind of barely holding on. And then this buddy of his hands him a beer. He's like, here, let me help you out. Well, what do you think about that? This guy's got a machine that's shaking, right? He grabs the beer, right? And the beer, it's shaking all over the place. He can't even hold the can. Now, that's the point where you're like, okay, dumb idea. But they wanted it to get worse. So what he did is he proceeded to hammer this, or use this tamper, but he was sure he needed to get a drink. So this thing's shaking all over the place. And he's got, you know, like these big horse lips, right? He's chasing this bottle with these horse lips and beer spilling all over him. He's pretty sure that part of his macho job is to make sure he slugs that beer down. Of course, eventually he throws it, tosses it, and gets mad at the guy with the ingenious idea. Do we ever do anything like that? What are we thinking? We've got this cool look. We got this idea. And darn it, if we're gonna see that, we're going to get that beer. We're going to get whatever. We're going to make it happen. And lo and behold, we're on YouTube and being used as an example, like on this show, for example. Okay, so that's another idea. What was I thinking? And you know, reflect for yourself. Do I chop trees? Do I do things? Do I, when I try to be funny, can I forgive myself for those things that I do that I wish I could take back? They don't necessarily require coming into seeing a counselor. All right, so one more example. This is my favorite. I saved this one for last. You know, actually, this is an example of probably something I would do. Those of you who have listened to What Was I Thinking Wednesday, you may have noticed that most of the examples come from me. And believe me, I've got plenty more. My family of origin, they know that I could do probably a whole year worth of What Was I Thinking Wednesdays just on all of my smart decisions. And I tell you what, if there's something that could be done wrong, I found a way. Anyways, here's one of my favorite, and it could have been really bad, actually. So here's the scene. We've got, looks like military. We've got some army guys in some other country. Yeah, they're chilling. It looks like they're at some kind of post. We've got some barrels. We got a shack, and they're just kind of kicking it, right? They're just hanging out, being goofy. And along comes, I gosh, I should know this. I'm the animal guy, right? The chimpanzee, this has got to be a chimpanzee. So this little chimpanzee comes up, right? And they just, one guy has this fully automatic and he points it at the chimpanzee and pretends like he's firing, right? And they're all laughing and goofing around and they're pretty proud of how funny they are. And then the chimpanzee kind of puts his arms out. And this genius gives the chimpanzee this fully automatic machine gun. Isn't that cute? Oh, look at the monkey, right? Well, monkey, right? He finds the trigger. Within nanoseconds, we got bullets flying everywhere. We've got four or five guys on the scene that are suddenly, I mean, they bounce. They get out of there in a hurry, right? Good idea? No. Never was a good idea, right? The best part of this whole thing is then this chimpanzee takes this fully automatic rifle or machine gun and proudly raises it above his head, you know, kind of that conquering position, right? And he's kind of looking around like, now what, right? Okay. Probably knew what to do with the gun the whole time, right? He was one of those guys that sneaks in and is like, hey, I'd like to see your fully automatic weaponry, right? So we get these guys that are goofing around, and I tell you what, the look on their face when this thing started firing, quite the look on their face, and then the victory. This monkey knew this was not his first rodeo. He knew what to do with that machine gun. That victory lap, the raising above his head of that fully automatic, good one. That's a good one you can look up. That's a funny one. Anyway, so they escaped narrowly. I mean, these bullets were flying. What were they thinking? I don't know. Of course, they're probably laughing about it now. Hopefully they learned something, but maybe not. Anyways, what was I thinking? Take a look in your life, maybe over the last week or so, and rather than being upset with yourself, rather than feeling down and so forth, forgive yourself. Take a look at those things that maybe you can look at in more of a lighthearted way, one of those things that rather than being embarrassed and down on yourself saying, hey, you know what? What indeed was I thinking? Let it go. We do things that are goofy and we need to let them go. Hey, thank you for listening to What Was I Thinking Wednesday. We do this every Wednesday. As always, keep in mind, you get to choose who's in your life. I am Fred Riley. You can find me online at gettingback2life.com.